John. You're the captain of the team. You've captained the team very well. The fellas admire you. If you forwards go well, the backs will go well.
How good's that? That's a message from Clive Churchill to John Sattler just prior to the 1970 Grand Final.
How cool's that grab?
Unbelievable,
eh? That's unreal.
Yeah, welcome back to Sports Day. If you're just joining us and you haven't heard the news today, the passing of John Sattler, age 80, the Rabbitohs legend, won four grand finals for the Bunnies, 67, 68, 70 and 71. He captained the team to five grand finals, winning four. He played in six grand finals. What a career.
Mm.
And no doubt one of the toughest blokes to ever play the game. I mean, we all know the story of the broken jaw and, you know, apparently after the game, because every grand final day, after the grand final, the Australian team was announced and he missed out this time. I think Sats told the story and the journalists come in afterwards and he goes to talk to him. His jaw just falls out of his, you know,
sockets and
out of its. And the journalists fainting and vomiting in the South Sydney change rooms afterwards.
Yeah.
You know, but he's just, here he is trying to hold it together.
Well, that's the one instance that we all know about. I'm sure that there were so many more, you know, that just epitomised his toughness and his, you know, his love and work ethic and his, you know, belief in his teammates and just wanted to lead the way. And it's just those sort of guys you just dream of having in your team and being led by him around the park.
He played in that 1970 grand final 77 minutes with a broken jaw.
Insane, huh?
Incredible. Let's get one of the legends of South Sydney on the line now. No doubt he used to sneak under that hole in the fence behind the hill at Redfern Oval to see Sats play. Tugger Coleman, Craig Coleman, thanks for your time tonight.
No, it's a pleasure to be on, boys. It's a very, very sad day, you know, for all rugby league fans, but especially all us Rabbitohs. A huge part of our life has gone today, and just, you know, it's very, very upset.
Yeah, Tugger, it's Matt Rogers, mate. I think we're all in a bit of shock. You know, obviously we work with Scotty, and it's just, you know, he held his dad in such high regard and such reverence, and it was so special to see that and to know what he'd be going through to be tough, mate. But tell me, South Sydney, it's just such a proud club with so much history. Where does John Sattler fit into the South Sydney, you know, history and the story? What does he mean to South Sydney?
He is South Sydney. He means everything. And, you know, we just talk with you blokes, Matty. You know, I get goosebumps talking about him because he meant so much to all of us. And, you know, he was our leader, our hero, and the legend, you know, and he will never, ever be forgotten. And, you know, I was very lucky to grow up through that era. And, you know, we never had much as kids in Redfern in them days, but we had our footy side. And, you know, I remember as a kid at the SCG, I'd be on the hill there and you first see him coming down the members' stairs, because South played there quite often in matches today. And the biggest roar ever would come down when you see Sats leading them down the stairs, the famous stairs of the SCG. And I remember as a kid saying, I'm going to come down them stairs like Sats one day. And, you know, he inspired us, you know, to chase our dreams. And, you know, it's just, mate, you know, he's supposed to live forever. You know, heroes live on forever. And that's what we always thought Sats would. And, I'm just so sad.
Well, he certainly will live on forever in rugby league folklore and our memories, mate. As long as there's breath in our lungs, mate, we'll always remember John Sattler. Tell me, you know, you went on to captain your beloved South Sydney. I'm sure over those times you had many conversations with Sats. Are there any memories of those that you can share of times that he inspired you to lift and go to that next level?
No, I remember... You know, when I was a nine-year-old kid at Waterloo Waratahs, you know, he presented me with a dragster push bike. I got best and fairest or something back in under nines. And, I can't find the photo. My mum had it for years. And, you know, he's in shorts and then big, massive legs he had. You know, he's just, you know, but he, mate, he always inspired us. He was all, I just seen a thing on the news then when we were marching down George Street. There was George at the front, Sats, and I was right beside them both. And, you know, we were two heroes. And, you know, it's just... Yeah, but he was like always, you know, always talking to us whenever he's seen us. You know, he'd sing the victory song. He'd sing it so well. He knew the whole lines of it. You know what I mean? And you know, just anytime you see him, he was such a gentleman. He'd shake your hand, give you a hug, and you know, how you going, Craig? And how's your family? And you know, it was always how you were, not about him. And you know, it was just always great to be in his company.
Yeah, you hear so many stories like that, Tugger. That he gave so much time and. effort to a lot of people, complete strangers. Didn't matter where you're from, just complete strangers. Is he the toughest player you've ever seen put on the red and green?
Oh, without doubt. Yeah, without doubt. And, you know, I get in Bobby McCarthy's company quite often, and he just tells stories about Sats, and I can sit there and listen to the same ones over and over again, and just how that his team, who are South royalty, you know, McCarthy, Coote, O'Neill, Stevens, Sate, Bobby Grant, you know, the list goes on and on. And the awe they talk about him, you know, and you know, Bobby tells a story when he first come down. He used to drive the train and in his little Volkswagen all the way from Newcastle. And one of the first games, he gets his eye split open or something. And at half time, you know, the doctor's stitching up, got a little hook in your eye, and there's a bang on the dressing room door. And Clive Churchill says, "Who's there?" He says, "It's Ivan Cleary. Let me in. Ivan Sattler, let me in." That was his father. And Bobby said, he's still got the hook in his eye. And he said, "Get off that table." He's wrapping the tape around his head, right? And he said, "Get back out there, John, or get in that car and get home." And, the rest is folklore. You know what I mean? The rest, it's just, you know, the stories. That was in one of his second games or something with the club, and he used to drive all the way down. Back in them days, there was no highways, you know? And, you know, it's just, you know, he was just a giant of a man. And, yeah, as I said before, it's a very, very sad day for all rugby league, because, you know, they people pass the legend tag a bit too often sometimes, but, you know, John Sattler was a real one. He was a real legend.
Yeah, he was, mate. And you know, when you talk about, you know, John Sattler being, you know, the toughest man to pull on the red and green, and you think about the players that have, you know, your Ian Roberts, your Les Davidsons, your David Boyles, your Mario Fenix, your Sam Burgesses. I mean, there's a list of some of the hardest men to play the game, and Johnny Sattler probably tops that. Mate, it's so ironic how the rugby league world works. You know, Sats led, you know, South Sydney to premiership glory over Manly Warringah with a broken jaw for 77 minutes. And this weekend, South Sydney come up against Manly Warringah. I'm sure there's going to be a special tribute planned, mate. Will you be out at the game?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And, I was just saying to someone before how ironic. He passed away the week they're leading into Manly. And, I'm sure, Coach Dimitri will have the boys. I don't need to fire them up, but, just to know they're going to be wearing black armbands in honour of one of the greatest Rabbitohs of all time. And, he's, as I said before, he was our leader. And, the whole stadium will be full of cheers. And, you know, it's just, as I said before, you know, your hero is supposed to live forever.
Yeah, that's right. Just hearing you talk now, just...
Oh, you get emotional.
You can't help but get emotional.
Tell you what, there won't be a dry eye in the house on that. And
in Loundrooms.
I wouldn't want to be Manly this week.
Oh.
Mate, I tell you, they'll go out with guns blazing, I tell you.
Yeah. Tugger, look, we appreciate your time. It's going to be at a Coors Stadium this Saturday afternoon. Of course, the Rabbitohs take on the Seagulls. If you want to show how much you love John Sattler, get to a Coors Stadium.
Get out there this weekend.
Get
absolutely.
Your Myrtle and Green on and just and support
exactly.
The boys.
Oh, you all get there and, this one's for Sats.
Yeah. Well, he led the charge to get you back in the comp with Georgie Piggins and... mate, I think every South fan should lead the charge out to a Coors Stadium this week and support one of the true legends of the game and one of the greatest Rabbitohs of all time.
Lovely, Craig. Lovely to chat to you, mate. Thanks for giving us some time tonight and letting us know how you feel as a Rabbitohs legend as well. Thank you, mate.
Thinking of you, buddy.
Mate, thank you. It's always a pleasure, boys. Thanks very much.
There you have it. South Sydney legend. We can call that man a legend because he
is. You could feel the emotion in his words there, couldn't you? I mean, it hurts. You know, I'm not a South Sydney man. I'm a rugby league man, and it hurts me. But for someone like Tugger, who's, you know, would have grown up idolising John Sattler and seeing him play, mate, it's going to be a very emotional week for South Sydney. And, we're thinking of all you Rabbits out there and we're thinking of the team and we're thinking of the Sattler family. And, stay strong.